This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Farmers in this state often complain they can't get Michigan workers to harvest cherries, apples, or the other crops they need, so they get migrant workers to do it for them. These are families, often Mexican families, who travel from farm to farm hand-harvesting foods such as, well, another one is asparagus. And it's exactly that situation we're going to talk about right now. Tom Thornburg is co-managing attorney with Farm Worker Legal Services in Kalamazoo. Tom, let's get some groundwork here. Let's talk about the minimum wage. Currently, the federal minimum wage is $7.25. The state minimum wage was raised to $8.50 per hour recently. Some farmers don't have to pay the federal minimum wage. Why is that?
Well, the federal minimum wage, which, of course, goes all the way back to the New Deal, agricultural employers of a certain size were exempted, as well as any employer who hired fewer than a predetermined amount of labor. It's fairly complicated, Lester, in terms of how that's computed. It has to do with whether or not the employer has 500 man days of labor in a given calendar quarter.
Got it. So that's the federal minimum wage. With the higher state minimum wage at $8.50, do farmers have to pay that?
Every employer in the state of Michigan has to pay the state minimum wage. The reason that there ever was, in the first place, a state minimum wage in 1964 was to ensure that these employers who would not be large enough to fall under the federal minimum wage, there would be at least some floor below which no employer could pay a worker for an hour's work. So the state minimum wage has always been a safety net for employees of employers that are not large enough to be covered by the federal minimum wage.
A family you're representing say they get paid far less than that, and they complain to the Michigan's wage and hour program. What happened in this case?
Well, that's the crux of our dispute right now, is that, as we normally do, we will do outreach to farm workers, or they will call us. They will tell us that they feel they were not paid properly. In this case, a family of six was harvesting asparagus and was paid, we calculated, less than $4 an hour. They filed their complaint with the state wage and hour, as is a very routine practice. And we were totally surprised in February when we got a decision from wage and hour saying that they had no jurisdiction to enforce the state minimum wage with respect to this family of agricultural employees.
So how did they determine how to pay them? I mean, did the farmer just arbitrarily say, yeah, I'm not going to pay you $8.50, I'm going to pay you $4?
No, the farmer didn't figure out any hourly wage. He just paid them on by what's a very common way to be paid in agricultural harvesting, which is called the piece rate. That is, he assigned an amount for every pound of asparagus that the family was attributed.
As I understand it, this practice, in the past anyway, has been to pay the per piece rate or the minimum wage, whichever is higher. Why has that changed?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. That's been not just a practice. That's been the policy of the state of Michigan since 1997, when for the first time the state hourly minimum wage was increased to $4.75 per hour. At that time, the state determined and established in their policy that agricultural employers may contract on a piece rate basis, but they have to pay at least the hourly minimum wage. At that time, it was $4.75. Since that time, it's been increased to $5.15, to $6.95, to $7.15, to $7.40, to $8.15, and now to $8.50. And in every one of those incremental increases, the state has continued to apply its longstanding policy to protect these harvesters at least at the minimum hourly wage. But suddenly, according to this decision, the state has a new interpretation, and that is hand harvesters no longer within the protection of the state minimum wage, and therefore the state won't enforce the current $8.50 an hour as a minimum threshold.
What has changed? What prompted this change?
Intensive lobbying, I think, by some in the agricultural community. I don't think all. I think a lot of employers in the agricultural community understand that it's in their interest to treat workers fairly in all respects, including paying them a fair wage. But I think others argued the policy should change, and it evidently did change, according to the decision that we received in February. And what we're very concerned about is that evidently the policy evidently has changed without there being a consistent change to the stated rules and regulations.
So no notice.
The department.
No notice, no stated change. What happens to this case now, and what in your view can or should be done about this?
Well, certainly we're advising our clients about any legal recourse that they may have to challenge this arbitrary and capricious imposition of a new policy without required notice and public comment. But short of that, I think it's very dangerous for agricultural employers to somehow rely on this arbitrary new stance of wage and hour program and think that they do not need to pay harvesters an hourly minimum wage as a floor, because legally, we think that it's a very strong case that they still do need to do that despite what the state of Michigan has determined, and that if they were to not pay a piece rate harvester at least the hourly minimum wage of $8.50, they would open themselves to potential liability.
Tom Thornburg is co-managing an attorney with Farm Worker Legal Services. Thanks very much for explaining this case to us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for your time.
This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We wanted to check with the state of Michigan about this decision and whether this is now policy. Jennifer Fields is the Wage and Hour Program Manager with the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, and she joins us now. Has state policy changed? Are all migrant workers now exempt from the state minimum wage?
The Michigan's Minimum Wage Act, which is a new act, is called Act 138, the Workforce Opportunity Wage Act, took effect in May 27, 2014. Prior to that, it was Act 154. In those rules that went along with 154, there was a piece rate schedule that allowed hand harvesters to be paid on a piece rate basis. The new act does not have the rules promulgated yet, so the new rules are not there for Act 138. So the act itself in Section 10 does say that this act does not apply to agricultural fruit growers, pickle growers, or tomato growers, or other agricultural employers who traditionally contract on a harvesting on a piecework basis, or to those employees used for harvesting until the board has acquired sufficient data to determine an adequate basis to establish a scale of piecework and determines a scale equivalent to the prevailing minimum wage for that employment.
This is quite a break from past practices. Why is it happening?
Because of Act 138 does not have any rules at this time.
And you've had 2 years to promulgate the rules?
Right now, Lara is evaluating the issue to make sure that we're being fair, effective, and efficient in the administration of the laws.
So if this family alleges they're only earning about $4 an hour because of this per piece rate, when the assumption was they'd make at least minimum wage on their part, how is this fair to the workers?
At this point, I can't talk specifically about this case because there is a confidentiality clause in Act 138, which does not allow me to speak specifically about a case, but I can speak generally.
That's what we'd like about, then, yeah.
Yeah, generally we have to enforce the law as it is written.
Do the migrant workers in the state know this is the case, and have they known for the last 2 years? Why is this the first case 2 years after the fact to come to the state on appeal?
Right. The majority of people that come up here or are in Michigan to pick, they come up here and they have a written wage agreement that outlines what their rate of pay is going to be. And most folks are not going to come here unless they're getting well above minimum wage. So this is a very rare. In the last couple years, we've had less than 10 minimum wage claims filed by agricultural piece rate workers. The majority of those, we got those resolved informally.
So when is this going to be cleared up? When are we going to get rules that clearly state that the minimum wage covers migrant workers or not?
Right now, I don't have a date for you. I will just tell you again that Lara is working on evaluating the issue to make sure we're being fair, effective, and efficient.
Not even a ballpark? I mean, is it going to be months? Is it going to be years?
I don't have a ballpark, but as soon as we have more information, we will be providing that to folks.
And is this something the legislature has to approve and then the governor sign off on?
That I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Jennifer Fields is the Wage and Hour Program Manager with the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.